Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about summer conservation camps at Mississippi State University. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Leslie Berger, Assistant Extension Professor at the Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Aquaculture at Mississippi State. So, Leslie, I understand you offer summer camps for youth who are interested in nature and outdoors. Can you tell me about these?
Every year since 2007, the Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Aquaculture at Mississippi State University has been offering summer camps for students. We target kids who enjoy being outdoors, learning about science and nature, and those who may be thinking about a career related to wildlife, fish, forests, or environmental conservation. We call these conservation camps. And right now I'm preparing for four summer conservation camps that will be held here on the MSU campus in Starkville. Each of the four camps has a different theme, different activities, and different age requirements.
So what age do students have to be to attend conservation camps?
In general, students have to be going into junior high or senior high this fall. If a student is going to 6th, 7th, or 8th grade this fall, they're eligible for camps for junior high kids. If they're going to be in 9th grade or higher, they're eligible for the high school level camps. Two conservation camps additions are open to the junior high students, and three are open to senior high students.
Now, you mentioned each camp has a different theme and different activities. Can you explain how this works?
Sure. Junior high students can attend a day camp or residential camp. The day camp addition runs for 5 days, from 8:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon. Since it's based on the MSU campus, students will probably have to live in the vicinity of Starkville, Macon, Columbus, or West Point. This camp focuses a lot on field science and wildlife and plants. There's also a residential camp called the Wildlife Recreation Edition that junior high kids can attend. For this camp, students stay in the residence hall on campus, starting on Sunday night and ending Wednesday evening after supper. The focus on these camps is on wildlife biology and habitats and outdoor recreation. Students learn about fishing, canoeing, firearm safety, and fly tying, in addition to learning about common Mississippi wildlife and fish. They can also complete their Hunter Ed certification during this camp if they want.
What conservation camp options are open for senior high students?
High school students can also attend the Wildlife Recreation Edition, even if they already have their Hunter Ed certification. But there are some other camps for only high school students. One is called the Natural Science Edition, and this is perfect for that young person who thinks they might want to pursue a career in wildlife, fisheries, forestry, conservation law, or a similar arena. This is because we try to expose participants to activities and professionals from these disciplines, so it's sort of like a day in the life of a biologist or a game warden. And there's a similar camp that's only for high school age girls. In this camp, called Discovery Days Edition, all the instructors are women professionals from conservation careers, so girls are encouraged to learn from women who have walked where they hope to go. All the high school camps are based on the MSU campus, so the students get a taste of what it's like to be on a major college.
Are there any other places conservation camp participants can go?
Of course. We've gone to MSU museums, the vet school, seen what the classrooms look like, and even gone to the recreation building for swimming, rock climbing, and scuba diving. But we also go off campus to more natural places like the Sam D. Hamilton Noxubee National Wildlife Refuge, the Tom Bigbee National Forest, and the Plymouth Bluff Environmental Education Center.
When are the camps going to be held?
During the summer. And so although we are outside, we do like to try to stay inside and avoid some of the heat. So we focus most of the camps in the month of June. The residential camps start on Sundays and end on Wednesday evenings. And these camps are scheduled for the first, second, and fourth weeks of June. The day camp edition runs Monday through Friday and is scheduled for the third week of June.
What is the cost for them?
Residential camps are $325 per person. This price is all-inclusive and covers all the costs, including the dorm rooms, their meals and snacks, activities, and travel for the field trips. And there is reduced pricing for any additional siblings living in the same house. The day camp edition is $75 for the week, and that includes a light lunch each day. Just let me mention that we do have some limited assistance if people need some help and want to come, but can't quite afford that price.
All right. Now, if someone wants to come to one of these camps, what do they need to do?
Well, online registration is open now and will be open till Memorial Day. The easiest way to get into the system is to start at Google or some search engine and type in conservation camp at Mississippi State University and follow the instructions.
Today we've been speaking with Leslie Berger, assistant professor. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.